And I'm trucking on, I'm trucking on. Well, I'm moving on down the line. I know the time will do me fine. I'm trucking on.
Howdy, friends, and welcome to Trucking On. I'm your host, Ward Richmond. I really appreciate you tuning in today, and I hope you enjoy the show. Welcome back to Truckin' On. Today, I am going to give you an industrial real estate market report. My focus today is going to be on the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area, which is where I live. Each quarter, I write a blog about what's going on in the DFW industrial real estate market. And now I'm going to use my new podcast as a platform to relay this information to you via me talking about it. So we just got back the Q4 2022 numbers. So looking back on last year, we had an incredible year for the industrial real estate market. Shocker. I've been saying that for many, many years in a row. And from my perspective, I can't predict the future, but it's showing no signs of slowing down. Why? Because Dallas-Fort Worth is one of the greatest distribution hubs in the world. And that's a fact. So you can go fact check me on that. Here's why. We have DFW Airport. We have Alliance Airport, which is really focused on freight. We have two intermodals, the BNSF Intermodal and the Union Pacific Intermodal. One's in Fort Worth, the other's in South Dallas. We have interstate highways that interweave through the Metroplex, I-30, I-20, I-35, I-45. It is a supply chain mecca here. That's why Amazon has something like close to 20 million square feet. It's why FedEx has a huge ground hub here. UPS has huge hubs all over the city. Anyway, it's just booming. Why the population's growing, headquarters are moving here. Thanks, California. Thanks for pouring money into our state because everybody's leaving your state. Now, that's just, these are things that are happening. It's a great place to live. It's in the central time zone, low cost of living. For now, these Californians are certainly driving up home prices, that's for sure. But this is the land of the free. David Birch, my homeboy, calls Florida the land of the free. I have to argue, but I'm a native Texan, so what can I do? You know, us Texans, we're proud of where we live. Okay, in terms of absorption, we closed out the year with 33 million square feet of absorption. Meanwhile, we delivered 40 million square feet of new product. These development fundamentals are Mensa level here in the hometown of amazing developers like Trammell Crow, who I've mentioned on this podcast before. He's like the godfather of industrial real estate development in Dallas. And I discussed this on my podcast with his grandson, George Billingsley. So I'm not sure if this like close gap between absorption and product delivered was intentional by our wonderful developers here. But it certainly happened. And I think a lot of that had to do with a lot of construction delays. It just takes a lot longer to build a building than it used to. So that's due to material shortages. It can take longer to get a transformer delivered than to build an actual building. If you think about that, that's insane. Labor shortage, it's tough to find workers. It's tough to find workers for the city governments to come out and look at the buildings and inspect them. We just finished building a building in South Dallas. So I got to be hands-on and I construction managed that project and getting to, you know, be getting the weeds on a development deal was super interesting, but I mean, you just got to be patient. And currently we have 83 million square feet. Technically, I'm putting quote marks up if you can't see me, which I know you can't, but under construction. So what does that mean? It means people are moving dirt. like in reality, I think there's like 50 million square feet where they're actually like pouring concrete and building the building right now. There's no way in hell that we're going to deliver 83 million square feet in 2023. Just not going to happen. I bet it will be closer to 50 or 40 like last year. So we'll see what happens. It's also tougher to get financing to build speculative buildings than it was a year ago. So we'll see what happens. I can't predict the future, but if I had to bet on it, I would bet that 83 million square feet, it's not going to get delivered this year. So tenant demand, meanwhile, remains extremely strong. There's a little bit of tapering off at the end of last year from some big deals slowing down. Some of your big name retailers and tenants that have been on just like a war path of taking huge space down, a lot of them have kind of cooled down a bit, but that's not the case for the majority of tenants. And most of our tenants are as active as they've ever been. And we work with a lot of different companies. I think we had 26 companies that we worked with last year. That's 26 tenants. And we did 94 transactions in 67 markets across North America. So I got a pretty good feel from such a wide array of clients and working it all over the place. And right now, the beginning of 2023, activity remains very strong from everything that I'm seeing. So I look forward to seeing how the year pans out, but it shows no signs of slowing down. The vacancy rate here in DFW sits at 5.3%. So that might seem high to you if you live in northern New Jersey or Toronto or Los Angeles, where you have much lower vacancy rates, closer to zero than to 5.3. But here in Dallas, Fort Worth, 5.3 is a very healthy vacancy rate. 10% used to be the norm back in the day. So 5.3% is very low for us here, where we have no geographic barriers to entry. We have lots of land and we don't have mountains or beaches. It's the only downside of living here. Okay. Rent rates due to this healthy vacancy rate are at record highs, with $6.54 triple net across all industrial product. $5.32 triple net is the average in the big box market. This is the first time that big box has seen average rates exceed $5 in DFW. So think about that. That's a pretty big jump above $5 to $5.32. Okay. I am not an investment sales broker, but I know some investment sales brokers, and they've told me that the investment sales market has significantly cooled off in the last 12 months. And that is due to the quote, turbulent debt markets. So it's just, you know, interest rates have gone up. It's tougher to get financing. It's tougher to make sense of these deals. So you've got to still pay a premium though, because the tenant demand is there and the rent rates keep going up. So it's kind of a weird time because all the fundamentals of the industrial real estate market really across the country are extremely strong, except it's very hard to get debt to go buy these things. So it's a pretty weird situation. I'm told by some of the greatest investment sales brokers in the country that they think that this will change by the end of this year or certainly by next year. And they think it'll ramp back up to similar activity like we saw last year. So we'll see what happens. And all that's out of my control. I'm just keeping my head down and we're representing our tenants. And it is, it's tough to find space out there throughout North America. So be proactive, not reactive. And get a strategy in place. And if you need help executing said strategy, give me a call. I do think that there is a little bit of a soft spot right now for the million square foot user in Dallas-Fort Worth, or let's say 700 to a million square foot users. There's a lot of big product out there. We just ran a survey for 650,000 square foot plus that could deliver by September 1st. So they could be operating by September 1st in the building. And we had 19 options across the Metroplex. So that's quite a lot of large options. So keep that in mind. If you're thinking about leasing 1 million square feet, call me up. You know how to find me at truckinon.com. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this episode of Truckin' On. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, don't be shy. Please like, share, leave a 5-star review so that we can keep doing what we're doing. Stay safe out there on the road. Keep on trucking. Adios.